My name's Cody Rodabaugh, fishing on the Capo, Dungeness crab. We're keeping the males, they have to be a certain size. Letting all the females go, letting all the rock crab go.
How we doing on a crab?
Leonardo Morelli. I'm a commercial crabber. We're about 10 miles off the coast right now. Pigeon Point, little above Año Nuevo.
Drop it. Yeah, drop it.
It's 3 a.m. Leo's pissed, nice and tired. Still crabbing away.
Just picture an oval basket of rebar, okay? You wrap the whole thing up in stainless steel wire so it can't, nothing can get out of it. Put it together and throw it in the water. And there you have it, 38-inch crab pond. So all you gotta do is find mud and you'll find the crab, because the crab are after the clams. It's what they eat. Where are you gonna find clams? In the mud. I've been playing with crabs for a long time. Since I can remember grabbing a hold of a net, walking down the side of the docks when I was a kid getting off school, and scoop up a crab off the side of the dock and take them home and boil them up and eat them. Yeah, had a pretty cool, somewhat a pretty cool childhood. Somewhere along the lines it went wrong though.
A lot of repetitive work, one pod after another.
Cripple?
No sleep. Pushes you, because you gotta really be careful. If I don't make it through there at the right time, I'll get my hands stuck in there with the buoy. But it hasn't gotten me yet.
Come on, get up, get up!
Hey, man.
Deckhands, gotta love them. You know, in the old whaling days, over in Monterey, they used to push the deckhands overboard so they didn't have to pay them. Lots of stories about that.